I want to thank God Almighty for this privilege and this opportunity to stand before you. And I thank our pastors in absence for the privilege to stand in and to bring the word of God to us this morning. And I pray that God will bless all of us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Last year, when we were waiting on the Lord towards the end of the year, day 9, God spoke to us through his servant concerning the title we've been running with this month. Let God intercept and take full control of my life. Let God intercept and take full control of my life. And little did we know back then that, you know, what will be happening and how situations and circumstances and events will be unfolding. Chaos here and there. The earth is out of course, as it has been declared in Psalm 82. But the word came ahead of time that we should let God intercept and take full control of our lives. And the word came with power then. And you can confirm what has been happening since we entered the month of September this year. God has been intercepting things, events, situations, and circumstances. And event has been, you know, have been unfolding in an unusual way. First Sunday we had, you know, family sport day. It was fun. And last Sunday we had another event packed with power, with his presence. And today I believe God's awesome presence is in our midst to do wonders and is here to intercept. And all we just need to do is to comply and flow with him. The Bible says in Proverbs, there are many plans in the man's heart, but the Lord counsel, the Lord purpose, the Lord's will, that will prevail. There's nothing we can do against the will of God. Why? Because he created us. In the book of Colossians, it said he created everything and for himself. So you cannot overrule his decision. If you try to go contrary to his will and his purpose for your life, it's like just going against the wind. And when that happens, that means you are exerting more energy, which will lead to frustration, lead to depression, lead to annoyance. But the best life, the best journey when it comes to God is to seek his face, know his purpose for your life, for my life. Know why he has created you, why he has created me, and we just align with it and flow with it. And that's the reason why we need to allow him to intercept. Peradventure, we've been going in the wrong direction. Let him redirect. Let him put us on a course so that we can flow in line with his will and his purpose for our lives. Praise the Lord. You will agree with me. Life is no longer the same for people who have been here for a while, for elders in our midst. With the hindsight, comparing what happened back then and to what is happening now, they can say things have changed and they are not easy. I remember talking to an elderly woman the other day, and the woman was saying, I just can't understand how you guys are coping with what is happening currently. Do we want to talk about technology advancement? The woman was struggling to do internet banking, and she was just screaming that things are so difficult. It wasn't like this. And the woman began to tell me, you know, back old days, that's what they call Gyro, that's what they call Abbey National, all those old banks that are no longer, you know, in existence. But the world has moved. And that's exactly what will happen. In a few years' time, we too will be complaining about that. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people They're even complaining. Myself, I'm complaining now. Now they're talking about hey, hi. They are talking about all manner of things. And I'm trying to, you know, wrap my head around about all these things. I just couldn't understand. But we just have to flow. We are here, and we must blend. We are here, and we must exist. One thing that will be difficult, or it's not difficult, is that thing, one thing we cannot do is just to commit suicide. No way. God will surely make a way. Bible says, in this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. For I have intercepted the difficulties, the problems. All you need to do is just to be in me. Bible says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are safe. That's where safety is. That's where safety is guaranteed. Bible says, in him we move. In him we breathe. In him we have our very being. If you've given your life to Jesus, the best place to be is in Christ. The best place to be is in Christ. Psalm 82 from verse 5. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, you are God. God is talking to Christian, his children, who peradventure they've forgotten their identity. They do not know what God has deposited in them. I said, you are God, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men. Why? Because they do not know. They do not understand. The reason why we must always pray for that spirit of understanding to come upon us at all times in every situation. We need understanding. Bible says, in all their gettings, get understanding. Understanding of situation, understanding of circumstance. Understanding of what is happening currently. Why is what things that are happening, why are they happening now? That will put us at ease. Praise the Lord. Verse 7, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Life is a battleground and is a warfare. We should not be deceived. Life is a warfare. Yes, we are in Christ. Yes, we have his identity. Yes, we have his mark. But there are things that God has done and he has hands off. And it's now left for us to step in to actualize that. Romans chapter 8, Bible says, the creation is waiting for what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation is talking about what God has prepared and God has finished. It's now left for the sons of God to step out and manifest. To step out and manifest. But what happened? The devil is there. The devil is there running after the children of God, trying to hinder them, intercepting them from manifesting what God has called them to manifest. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because what? Your adversary, the opposition, the interceptor, the devil is roaring like a lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's what happened. See what happened to Peter? In Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Jesus said concerning Peter, Satan has desired to have you, but I have prayed for you that your faith fails not. I have prayed for you. So if Satan was after Peter, Satan is after you and I. But we have an advocate at the right hand of the Father doing what? Interceding for us. So we need to be aware of that. We need to know and be conscious that Jesus is there praying for us. If he prayed for Peter and Peter prevailed, he's praying for us and our victory is guaranteed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you look through the Bible, all the great men and women in the Bible, Satan was after them. Tried to stop what God has called them to be. Let's look at Moses, the liberator of the children of Israel. In Exodus chapter 1, I think from verse 7 to 22. And Exodus chapter 2. When children of Israel were, you know, increasing in number, God is, you know, was blessing them. Pharaoh saw that, oh, these children, this tribe, they are actually becoming so large in number. And over time, we just be, you know, a tiny number among them. What did he do? He decreed that the midwife should kill all the male child born to Hebrew family. And God intercepted that decision. And the midwife actually helped the women to deliver. And when he saw that, oh, his plan did not work, what did he do? Out of annoyance, he said they should kill all the male child. And that was when Moses was conceived. That was when Moses was born. And with the help of God, God gave the mother to go and hide him somewhere. God intercepted the plan of Pharaoh to truncate the destiny of Moses. Because Satan knew that this is whom God has sent to liberate children of Israel. What happened to Jesus, our Lord, our Savior? When he was born, something similar happened to him. King Herod was told that, oh, we've heard about the Messiah when the wise men came to, you know, deliver the good news. He was uneasy when he heard that news, that another king in my domain, in my kingdom. Okay, go and look for it. And once you find him, come back and give me the good news so that I can go and worship him. That was not out of a good heart. So the wise men went and God gave them a charge. Don't go back through the routes you came from. Go through another route. So when they left, Herod was still waiting for that news, for them to come and tell him what happened. He didn't see them. He grew up. He was off in annoyance, just like Pharaoh. And what did he do? He asked his men to go and kill all the children, 2-year-old and under, just to truncate the destiny of Jesus Christ. But God intercepted that decision. God spoke to the father and mother to take Jesus away. And Jesus was brought back when King Herod died. Brethren, we will be praying today. There are things that God needs to do in our lives. There are things that God had already done. But we need to petition heaven to release all that belongs to us. What happened yesterday evening when we were praying? Our brother led us and spoke to us, you know, concerning what happened to Daniel. When Daniel prayed, Bible says, when the day he actually sought to understand, that's the day he prayed, the heaven released answer to that prayer. But what happened? The king, prince of Persia, blocked answer to his prayer. But praise God, Daniel did not stop. He persisted. He kept on praying. and God sent Angel Michael to rescue the answer to his prayer, and that was delivered. If you look at our lives, there are things that ought to be, things that are supposed to be happening, but they are not yet happening. We've been praying, as we were told yesterday evening. We've fasted. We've given sacrifices. But yet, the manifestation is not there. Remember what the Bible says. The creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. Why? Some people's destinies is in our hands, waiting for us to manifest so that they can fulfill their own destinies as well. So the reason why we need to petition heaven, for us to be liberated, for God to intercept all that needs to be intercepted, so that we can fulfill our purpose and our destiny here on earth. Praise the Lord. Who are those that were called, as we were told in that passage, Romans chapter 8? It said everything works for good to those who love God and those who are what? Who are called according to his will. Those who love God and those who are called according to his will. Things will work, everything will work for your good, provided you step in into the will of God for your life. That's what guarantees the fulfillment of that statement. When you are doing what God has called you to do, when I am doing what God has called me to do, that's when things, everything will be working for our good. We are shouting now. People are screaming. Yes, cost of living, cost of living. But there are people that are not saying what we are saying. There are people that are not saying that. Even in this present stage, this austerity, people are still being blessed. They are still being blessed. The cattle on the hill, 1,000 cattle belong to our Father. They don't eat cattle in heaven. It's for us. It's for us, we his children. The blessing, the promises of God is for us. Praise the Lord. So today we'll be praying quickly. I'm just trying to charge us to see the wickedness of the wicked that the devil has been doing in the life of people. He has been doing it. It didn't just start. I bet you, I can guarantee, he's doing the same thing at the moment. And we need to liberate ourselves. We've talked about Jesus. We've talked about Moses. And we can see God can intercept plans by a close associate or family. See what happened to Joseph. Genesis chapter 37 from verse 3 to 23. The story is there. Bible says concerning Joseph, his father loved him and his brethren saw that. Oh, is that what happened? He had a dream. He told them the dream. And the hatred started from there. So they sold him into slavery, thinking that he would die. Thank God for Reuben that intervened. That, okay, don't let us kill him. Let's put him here in this pit. The Bible says Reuben planned to go back and pull him out and deliver him to their father. But they were there and they saw people coming. They sold Joseph into slavery. Joseph landed into Potiphar's house. Devil did not stop there. Devil, Satan, entered into Potiphar's wife to truncate and stop the destiny of Joseph. But God intercepted that plan. And in the end, Joseph became the prime minister. I pray that God Almighty will intercept all that needs to be intercepted for you and I to fulfill our destiny. In the name of Jesus. See what happened to David in 1 Samuel chapter 16. David was to be anointed king. And Samuel was sent to go and anoint. But there was no specific name mentioned. So when he got home, Samuel saw the firstborn, said, yeah, this is whom God has chosen. He was about to anoint him. God said, no. God intercepted. I pray that God will fight for you in the name of Jesus, and you will hold your peace. Second person came. God said, no, I've not chosen him. Third, fourth, to the last person that was in the house. God said, none of these ones have been chosen. And Samuel said, is that all your children? Are they all? I said, there's one is in the field, you know, looking after the sheep. And he said, will not sit until he comes. They went and brought David in. And immediately David stepped in. God said, that is him whom I have chosen. That is him whom I have chosen. And David was anointed. Brethren, what happened to Jezebel? 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9 to 10. And we'll be dwelling on this passage for a while. If you read this account carefully, and I want us to be alert now, I pray that Holy Spirit will illuminate our life, our heart to understand the spirit behind these letters. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from verse 9. Now, Jezebel was more honorable than his brother. Let's pause there. Now, Jezebel was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called him Jezebel. Jabez. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. Thank you very much for intercepting me. Thank you. Jabez was more honorable than his brother. But the mother called his name Jabez. Do you know what Jabez means? Sorrow. How can someone be honorable? And it was named Sorrow. What a paradox. It was honorable, but it was named Sorrow. Brethren, the plan that God has towards every one of us is of good and not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. To give us a future and a hope. Bible says, as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into any man's heart what the Lord has prepared for who? Those who love him. For those who love him. So you can see what has been packaged into inside the redemption for us. What God has in plans for us. Immediately we gave our life to Jesus, we have a glorious destiny. Glorious destiny. Because there are things that God has deposited inside of us that are yet to manifest. No one has seen it, no one has heard it. It's still in the heart of the Father. But we need to lean to his heart to get this information. So I continue to read. Saying, because I bore him in pain. But what did he do? And Jabez called on the name of God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. What happened? So God granted him what he requested. It's one thing to know what things that have been given to you. It's another thing to step into that reality. Jabez has been living. He had been living like that, calling him sorrow. And everything was just out of course for him. But one day, Jabez sat down and just said to himself, no, I cannot continue like this. This has happened so far and thus far. It must end here today. It must end here today. And he petitioned heaven to deliver everything that belongs to him. And Bible says God granted his request. Today, as we pray, God Almighty will grant all our requests in the name of Jesus. See what happened? So interception from God can be activated. It can be activated. What happened to Paul and Silas? When they were in prison, they sang, they prayed to God, and the prison house shook. It shook, and their deliverance came. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 50, there's a man called blind Bartimaeus. He was there begging, but he heard, as we were told on Thursday, the woman with the issue of blood heard about Jesus, and he went to intercept him and got a miracle. This same person, blind Bartimaeus, heard about Jesus and said, what is happening? They told him, oh, it's Jesus of Nazareth, you know, walking past. Immediately he heard that. You know, you must actually have an information of someone to know what the person can do for you to actually shout and believe that this person can solve my problem. So he had heard about Jesus. Perhaps he has heard about miracles that Jesus had performed, maybe somewhere else. So when he heard that name, no, there was no sight, but he heard the name, Jesus passing, he screamed, he cried, Jesus Christ, Son of David, have mercy. Amen. Jesus heard that, and he stood still. He called him. He said they should go and bring him. And he looked at him. He asked, what do you want me to do? He said that I may have my sight back. And he told him to go and wash. And Bible says as he went, his sight were recovered. So we can activate the interception of God by crying unto him. And why? How can we do that? We can only do that when we've surrendered to him. Let him know that by our own strength, we can do nothing. By our own ability, by our own wisdom, there's nothing we can do. And as a matter of fact, in God's agenda, when it comes to his will, his plan, his purpose for our life, there's nothing we can do about that. We can only cry. We can only ask him to show us and guide us into that direction. When Solomon was, you know, when he was inaugurating the temple, dedicating the temple, he said concerning his father, he thanked God. He said, thank God who has spoken with his mouth to my father David, and with his hand has he accomplished it. With his hand has he fulfilled it these days. Which means whatever God has spoken, he will only do. He will only bring it to pass with his hand. But all we need to do is just to surrender and align to his direction, to his instruction. How is he going to accomplish it with his hand? All he would do is just to tell us, do this. Remember, Bible says, ye are ambassador of Christ. What does that mean? We are just the representative of Christ here. We are not of this world, but we are in this world. Our citizenship is not of this world. Our citizenship is from above. And Bible says, whatever is above is what? Is above all. Whatever is above all. And that's why the psalmist says, ye are God. Ye are God. You are God. I am God. God actually gave us his spirit. That breath is his spirit that he gave us when we were formed, when we were created. Bible says, if the spirit that raised Christ up from the dead dwelt in you, that same spirit that raised Christ up from the dead will do what? It will quicken your mortal body. It will quicken your mortal body. And if that spirit is in us, tell me what the devil can do. So we need that awareness. And we should carry ourselves with that awareness. Bible says, if we live in the spirit, we should do what? We should walk in the spirit. W-A-L-K. We cannot be casual with our life. We only have one life. There's no spare. And somebody said, those who do not have a spare tire, they don't drive rough. We do not have spare life, brethren. This one life we have, we must live it to the fullest. We must live it to accomplish the reason why God has created us on this earth. But the devil is on the run. Try to intercept us. Try to block us from achieving that purpose. God has done everything he needed to do. He has given us the ability. He has given us everything that we need. It's left, you know, we are on our own, so to speak. He's there to help us, but he will only help if you call upon him. It will only help if and only if we called upon him. He said, ask and it shall be given unto you. He knows what we need. He created us. He knows what we need. But yet he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek, you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. And the proof, the guarantee is that anyone that asks, receive it. Which means not everybody knows how to ask. Not everybody knows when to ask. And not everybody knows from whom to ask. So this is why we need understanding. This is why we need to stay close to him. Let's show him that we do not know anything. And let him have full control. Let him have full control. When we allow him to take full control, that's when it will direct us. He said concerning Moses, he made his way known unto Moses. But those ones that were just shouting, we need manna, we need bread, why did you take us out of Egypt? They only enjoy his act. Moses asked to know his ways, but the children only asked for food, manners, they act. And be unto you according to what? According to your faith. Be unto you according to your faith. Be unto you according to whatever you ask for him. Many years ago, God showed me something that I have given everyone the Holy Spirit. The power, the energy, the strength, the comforter that every Christian needs. Jesus said, I need to go. So that when I go, then I'll send the comforter to you. So he left, he sent that comforter truly. The spirit of truth to reveal all things. But so people are actually lashing on to that power and do exploits. But some are not. And God just showed me, gave me this analogy. There are people who has a car, 2-liter engine, sand engine in it, brand new. And they say, okay, this is the road. The road is smooth and good. Drive. No speed limit. There are people that will still be driving at 20 miles per hour. And we see some people that will say, this car, brand new car, awesome, God. The road is good, no speed limit. They want to try it. 120, 200, they are just flying. Holy Spirit is not smaller in one person than the other. And neither is it bigger in one person than the other. It's left for us to engage him, to unleash our faith, to release our faith. And this is where we need to exercise our faith. And we can only do so by knowing him. Bible says, those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Psalm 91, verse 14 says, I will set him on high. Why? Because he has known my name. Because he has known my name. That's the condition. Brethren, this morning, I want us to pray. There are many things written here, and my media people can attest to that, the Bible passage given to them. But God wants us to pray. We need to liberate with ourselves, with the help of God. We need to ask. God has done his own part. But we need to do our own part. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Chapter 30 from verse 19 in conclusion. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendant may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. It's up to us. God has given us life and death, cursing, blessing. And he has given us the option. He said, choose life. It's left to us to stretch out to him. Remember what I said. Life is a warfare. God wants to intercept. Bible says, let God. Sorry, the theme says, let God. It's an admiration. Let God. Lean unto me, and I will intercept and fight your battle. Lean unto me. Let me step in. Let me do it for you. Stop doing it in your own way, with your own strength, by your own understanding. Do not lean on to your own understanding anymore, but lean on to me. Let me direct your path. Brethren, shall we rise? There are things that needs to give way. There are things that we need to call, that we need to activate into our lives. And we will begin from that verse, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. We will do what Jabez did. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you may bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Brethren, let's pray the God Almighty will intercept all that needs to be intercepted for our blessings to be manifested, for us to step in into that blessing that God has created for us, for us to step into the blessings of God for our lives. Let's pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, we give you permissions. Intercept all that needs to be intercepted for us to experience the blessings you have for us, the blessings you've earmarked for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you permission. We say, we hands off, we declare, intercept anything that needs to be intercepted for our blessings, oh God, to be manifested in the name of Jesus. Even if our names needs to be changed, Father, do so in the name of Jesus. Abraham's names and Sarah's name were changed from Abraham to Abraham, Sarah to Sarah, for Isaac to come forth. Let's pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that needs to be intercepted for our blessings to come to us, Father, please intercept in the name of Jesus. Intercept in the name of Jesus. Concerning Benjamin, the mother naming Benoni, but the father intercepted and said, no, your name shall be called Benjamin. Your name shall be called Benjamin. Father, let's pray in the name of Jesus that God Almighty will bless us indeed. Will bless the work of our hand. Will bless our lives. Bless our families in the name of Jesus. Bless our finances. Bless us spiritually. Bless us physically. Bless us in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us. Bless us. Bless the fruit of our bodies. Bless the fruits of our wombs. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Almighty God, bless us. Bless us. If there's anything that is blocking your blessing from coming to us, Lord God Almighty, we put under the blood. We put under the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Be ye curses that is ravaging our lives. We put such curses under the blood of Jesus. Today we break every curses that is blocking the blessing of God upon our lives in the name of Jesus. God Almighty, we pray. Intercept all that needs to be intercepted in the name of Jesus for us to experience your blessing in our lives in the name of Jesus. Intercept, 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 intercept in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll pray that God will intercept all that needs to be intercepted for our territories to be enlarged. Our territories needs to be enlarged. Our territories needs to be enlarged. The other day when we were praying, you know, the Spirit of God through one of our sisters said, it's not a cause for us to be blessed. It's not a cause to be a millionaire, to be a billionaire, to advance the kingdom of God. But in this room, we are not yet there. But nothing stops God to take us there. So let's pray that anything that needs to be intercepted, God will intercept for our territories to be enlarged. God will enlarge our territories. Financially, we enlarge our territories. Anywhere that needs to be enlarged, for us to enjoy God's blessing, God will enlarge our territories. Let's pray. God Almighty, I pray, enlarge our territories. Enlarge our territories. In the name of Jesus, enlarge the territory of Love Assembly. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone in this house. Father, enlarge our territories. In the mighty name of Jesus, enlarge our territories. Enlarge our territories. Enlarge our territories. Enlarge our circles of influence. In the name of Jesus, enlarge us. Enlarge us, O God. Enlarge us, O God. Enlarge our territories. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Jabez continued to pray. He said, that your hand will be upon me. That your hand will be upon me. That your hand will be upon me. Oh, brethren, you don't know what the hand of God upon a person can do until you experience it. When the hand of God is upon you, doors opens on its own accord. Favors flows in your direction. You enjoy the mercy of the Lord. And everything you do turns to wonder. And people will continue to look at you as a supernatural being. You are doing what others are doing, but what you are achieving is beyond what can be explained. That's the hand of God, the invisible hand of God. Let's pray that God Almighty, His hand will be upon us. Bible says, both riches and honor come from God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and mighty. In your hand it is to make great. That's what is in the hand of God. That's what the hand of God can do. It can make you an high great beyond our imagination, beyond what we can imagine, beyond what we can dream of. It can make you an high great. Let's pray that His hand will be upon us. Father, in the name of Jesus, take full control of my life and let your hand be upon me. In the name of Jesus, let's go ahead and pray. Father, take full control of my life. Take full control of everyone in this house and everyone online. Take full control of our lives and let your hand be upon us. In the name of Jesus, your hand was upon Elijah and he outran Ahaz. Lord, let your hand be upon us. In the name of Jesus, in your hand it is to make great. Father, let your hand be upon us and make us great. In the name of Jesus, let your hand be upon us. Lord, let your hand be upon Love Assembly. In the name of Jesus, let your hand be upon us and let it be evidence that we are enjoying your hand upon our lives, upon everything, oh God, you've given to us. In the name of Jesus, let your hand be upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we prayed. We pray that the God Almighty is not enough to have His blessing. It's not enough for our territories to be enlarged. Of what value is the hand of God upon our lives when we are battling with evil, jumping from one evil to the other? No. Jabez said, keep me from evil. Keep me from evil so that I can enjoy your blessing. So that I can enjoy the territory you are giving to me. So that I can enjoy your hand upon my life. Keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. Brethren, there are evil flying about, seen and unseen. Flying by day, noontime, when we are sleeping. When we are sleeping, we are helpless. There's nothing we could do. But the hand of God, the presence of God is there, watching over us. Bible says, in neither sleep nor slumber. So let's pray that God Almighty will keep us from evil. We are going out, we are coming in. We cannot keep ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot protect ourselves. The reason why we need to let Him take full control. God Almighty, take full control of my life and keep me from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep me from evil so that I can enjoy your blessing you are pouring into my life. In the name of Jesus, keep me from evil. Keep my brethren from evil. Keep my children from evil. Keep my wife from evil. Keep the church, Love Assembly, from evil. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, keep us from evil, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender unto you. We surrender everything unto you. Take full control and keep us from evil so that we can enjoy that which you have given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, keep us from evil, O God. Keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep us from evil. Almighty God, we call upon you these days. Keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep us. Keep us from evil. Let evil be far away from us. Let evil be far away from our territories. In the name of Jesus, let evil be far away from everything you've given to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus, let today, O God, be a new day. Let today be the day of a new dawn in our lives. In the name of Jesus, a new dawn of glory, a new dawn of blessing, a new dawn of moving forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep us from evil. Keep us from evil. Keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep us from evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, keep us, oh God, from evil. Protect us. Protect us. Protect us. In the name of Jesus, protect us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, pray this prayer. Pray this prayer. In the space of 3 days, we saw, we heard what happened in Morocco, what happened in Libya, even here in the UK. All these dogs that are attacking people, they were not just there. They've been there for a long time. But this is what the devil is doing. Let's ask that God will keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus, keep our children from evil. As we go out, as we come in, God Almighty will keep us from evil. In the name of Jesus. Father, keep us from evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's give him all the glory. Let's thank him. Because God has answered us. Let's magnify his holy name. Father, thank you. Almighty God, we give you all the glory. Thank you for what you've done in our midst. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. God Almighty, you've delivered, you've set free. And you've given to us, you've activated your blessing in our lives. That which you put in us in the beginning. It was said in that parable of with and tares that when men slept, enemy came and sowed tares. But God, we thank you because today there's been an interception. There's been a demarcation. You've uprooted everything you did not plant in our lives. Lord, we give you all the glory. Lord, we thank you for the operations, the surgeries you've performed. Lord, we exalt your holy name. Lord, as we go from here today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we step into your blessing. We begin to manifest everything you've given to us. Lord God Almighty, you said concerning us that the creation is eagerly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. As we go out this week, we will manifest your glory in the name of Jesus. We will manifest your blessings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, our territories are enlarged in the name of Jesus. This week, we will enjoy your hand upon our lives like never before in Jesus' name. And throughout the days of our lives, your hand will be upon us in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will keep us from evil. Evil will be far away from us. Evil will be far from our territories. Our going out is blessed, and our coming in is blessed. The works of our hands are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And the church of God, Love Assembly, is marching on, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord.